Good afternoon, everybody. I appreciate everyone coming to this afternoon. Normally today would be a day of great excitement for the Denver Broncos, the start of training camp tomorrow, and especially this year with the excitement around the team and all of the noise and the hubbub that's going on behind you with our new construction here. But today is a day of sadness for us, and it's a day of terrific sadness for tremendous sadness for the Bolin family, all of our employees, people around the National Football League, and this region and this community. You all saw the announcement this morning and the articles that were written revealing that Mr. Bolin has Alzheimer's disease. Mr. B is an iconic owner. His winning tradition speaks for itself. The 6 Super Bowl appearances, 2 Lombardi trophies, 300 wins in 30 years. As I said, those statistics bear out and speak for themselves. So does his record of achievement and contribution to the National Football League. The league has grown incredibly since he first bought the team back in 1984, and Pat was a real partner in all of that growth with all of his other partners, but a true leader for Commissioner Roselle when he first became owner, Commissioner Tagliabue after he took over for Commissioner Roselle, and then for Roger Goodell, who is now the commissioner. And all of his work as chairman of the broadcast committee and on the broadcast committee, you've all seen what has happened with respect to television in the National Football League. All of his work on the league's labor committee, 27 years of labor peace, not a game missed. And his just general impact in serving as an advisor and a trusted owner to all of those commissioners and his partners, not to mention the work that he does here in the community and has done, he and his family, on behalf of various philanthropic endeavors and of course all the people that love and adore this team. So it's difficult to sit in front of you today and talk about this. Pat wants us to do two things, wants the organization to do two things. He wants us to win. He's always wanted that, and he'll continue to want that. And he's always wanted everybody here to do things the right way. And, you know, sometimes mistakes are made, and he'd be the first to acknowledge that. And when we make them, we'll correct them, and we'll try not to make them again. I would tell you that one of the things Pat was dear to and understood as well as any owner, I think, in professional sports, is he recognized the relationship that he had as owner, or that he has as owner, with the fans, and that this is a partnership. This is a public trust, and he serves as a gatekeeper for them. And he recognized that, and he always said that, and you go back and look at some of his quotes about that. And as such, during his tenure up to now, and this will continue moving forward, he's always put all of his resources back into the team to ensure that it could be as competitive as it could be on the field and be as good a corporate citizen as it could possibly be off the field. That's not going to change. None of that's going to change. This is business as it's been going on. And the reason that is because so many people understand what Pat is all about, what Mr. Bolin is all about, and what his goals were and what his objectives were. And so we're going to carry that forward. And that's everybody. That's everybody in this organization. The organization, the team is in really good stead right now. We have outstanding people making outstanding contributions in the football area. John Elway, since he's come in here in 2011, has brought intelligence, common sense, competitive fire, and a vision for what will make Mr. Boland's football team successful year in and year out. John Fox is a trusted leader, an experienced head coach who's doing a great job. He's won three straight division titles, and we're happy that he's going to be with us moving forward. We're fortunate to have him. On the business side, everybody understands what Pat wants. Pat wants to be the best at everything, and he wants us to do everything the right way, as I said earlier. And everybody gets that here because of how he has handed that message down, how he has conducted himself, and so everybody knows how they need to conduct themselves moving forward. He obviously can't do what he used to do. He has stepped down completely from his duties. He didn't walk through the door this morning, and that's hard for people. That's really hard for people here. It's really hard for his family. It's really sad. You know, everybody will stand together at the Broncos and the family and the NFL and in this community. There's been an outpouring of support already. I know it will continue. And we'll do right by him. And in turn, he would tell us, you do right by the fans. And you do right by this community. And you do right by the National Football League. And that's what's going to happen. There's a couple things I want to touch on about the future. And I know you'll have some questions. And I'm going to ask you to use some sensitivity when it comes to these questions that you might have. And understand that I may not give you answers that are complete. Or that you're seeking. Pat developed a plan to keep the Broncos in the Boland family. It's part of his estate plan. He's put the team in a trust, and he has asked me to run it. And I will do that. And this is not about me today, but he asked me to do this, and I stand shoulder to shoulder with everybody in the organization to follow through on what his goals and objectives were. The team is in a trust. It's the Pat Boland Trust, and it's Pat Boland's team. He's the owner. The trustees are not owners. They're in charge of the trust. Pat Boland is the owner. And I don't know if that's technically true or not. I'm not a lawyer. But, you know, that's how I feel, and that's how the family feels, and that's how everybody at the Broncos feels. And I think the community and everybody that loves Pat should hear that. I talked about how hard this has been for the family, and it's been extremely difficult and extremely sad for these kids to see that grown-ups, children, to see that their father can't do what he once did. They love their dad. They love their father. And this is hard for them, and it's hard for Annabelle, and I thought she issued a wonderful statement this morning on behalf of everybody. It's hard for Pat's extended family. His brother, John Boland, has been a trusted partner here, a really good partner for Pat. And, you know, he's got another brother and another sister and grandchildren. And as I just said, everybody loves Pat. And so it's a tough, tough day. Long term, as was stated in the release earlier today, the teams will stay in the Boland family, and it is Pat's hope, Mr. Boland's hope, that a child will come along, earn the right to sit in his seat and run the team. And that child, having spoken with the kids, understands that they will never fill his shoes. But hopefully they can earn the right. No one can fill Pat Bowlen's shoes. But hopefully they'll earn the right to sit in the chair someday. And I know you'll have questions about that, but I ask that you respect this fact, and that is that the family is really dealing with Pat's health, his care, and I can almost guarantee you that there's one person in here who's had a family member or friend that's been afflicted with this disease. And you know what that is like. And so right now, that's what they're coming to grips with. That's what is so agonizing for them. And the future person or child that sits in their father's seat is not in the front or the back of their mind right now. Their father's health and his care and the sadness that goes with the fact that he can't do what he did so well anymore is what is at the front of their minds and occupies their minds and is gut-wrenching for them. So I ask that you respect that with respect to the children. The one final thing I'll say, and then I will open it up to questions, is I know a lot of you here knew about Pat's health condition to some extent, not perhaps to the extent that was revealed today, but knew about that, and you had inquiries and you often asked me or people in the organization, and you may or may not have had some information, and you may have wanted to speculate on your various shows or in your various print articles or whatever, and you showed great respect and you restrained from doing that, and you showed that for Pat. And I will tell you, I know the family is grateful for that, and they thank you for that. And I can tell you that everybody at the Broncos, including myself, really respect that you did that, and I thank you for that. And at this point, I'll open it up to questions.
Is there any way to, I know it'd be hard, but to boil down maybe the most important thing you learned from Mr. Bowlen in all your time?
Wow, there's not one thing, Eddie. I mean, you know, I've worked with Pat for north of 25 years, and I've just learned everything from him. He's been a mentor to me. He's been a mentor to so many people. I mean, everybody's kind of followed his lead. I mean, I guess the one thing is in a position of such power that he had, he's such a humble and modest and shy guy. And he has great humility. And I apologize if I am talking in the past tense, because that's not fair to him and his family. But he has tremendous kindness and humility and grace. And that's not one thing, but collectively it makes up a great leader. Well, it was one of terrific sadness for him and his family. I'm repeating myself, but that's just how everybody feels about Pat, you know. And I did receive a few calls and some emails from all over the league, and the outpouring of support has been tremendous. And nobody's surprised by that. You know, I think everybody knew it's just the timing of this and Pat's still alive, but the finality of this announcement is hard for people to come to grips with.
Joe, how much does this change what you do on a daily basis now going forward compared to what you did in the last few years?
It doesn't change really anything, Brandon, moving forward. Other than, you know, I won't be able to see him every day. And all of us won't be able to see him every day, which is hard. because he made that fun, and he loved this team, and he loved everything about what he did, and he was really good at it, really, really good at it. And, you know, just to be able to bounce things off him, and I know the kids felt this way, and in their love for their father, the children, excuse me, felt this way, and you miss that. So, but listen, we have to do right by him, and so, and we've been trying to do that, and I mentioned the good people that are here on his behalf. You know, we're lucky to have people like John Elway, people like John Fox, and everyone across the organization. We're very fortunate.
What was the best and most memorable advice he has given you?
You know, there's too many things that would make me. Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about what it is with me too much. I mean, I want to talk about him, and everybody has memories of him, and they're all great, and I know a lot of you do too. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that it's kind of hard to speak up about today. I apologize. It's difficult.
You talked about how good he was at this. Talk about his legacy a little bit more. He helped change the NFL. From the inside out, he took it to a multi-billion-dollar industry. And he's talking such about a tremendous business.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was at the forefront of television, as in his role as chairman of the broadcast committee. And there are people like Commissioner Tagliabue and Dick Ebersol, who ran NBC Sports for years, that could tell you more. And I think in coming days, we'll tell you just how impactful Pat was, as well as his peers. Pat Bowlen was in those meeting rooms where it was only owners on the broadcast committee and the commissioner and maybe the chief partners from the various broadcast networks and cable networks. There's been tremendous growth and tremendous change and just dramatic improvements in the way that content is provided. And for so many years, Pat was at the front of that. And then, you know, labor peace, which is just so vital to this game, and the trust that the league and the teams have with the game and their fans, or the fans, essentially, I should say. And Pat worked on that. And, you know, Pat is a visionary. And at 50,000 feet and 35,000 feet, there was nobody better. There is nobody better. And, it was a privilege for me to be able to sit there and listen to him. You know, it was.
Joe, was his plan, did you get a sense when he started talking to you about his trust that he could see this time coming perhaps, or that he wanted to do things the way to keep the team and the family together?
I don't know about that, because he was very private and personal about himself, and he didn't like to talk about himself. But he always had a plan, and so this didn't start last year or 2 years ago. This started a long time ago. And, Pat was planning for his future, and he didn't know what it held. And I can't give you exact dates, but... You know, it's been a while, and we had conversations for a long time, and I think, you know, it's, as I said, he saw things at 35,000 to 50,000 feet, and this was one of them. And I believe he's put a good plan in place to keep the Broncos in a situation and in a place where we can continue to have success.
Joe, are you optimistic one of his children will take over?
You know, I'm not going to talk about that. That's the hope, as we said in the release. That's what I said earlier. It's not fair to the kids to reflect on optimism. As far as they're concerned, they're having a tough day today. We had some meetings with them this week, talked about a lot of things, and you know, I'll just say that of the kids that we met with, and we met with five of his children, and we met with Annabelle, and I was real proud of them.
So, John,
Joe, why was today the right day to do this?
Well, it's, I think there's a few things, D-Mac, and one is he's not going to be here as much as he was, and I can't tell you how much he's going to be here. And people will notice. Everyone will notice in this building. You guys would notice. And you'll ask questions. And that's fair. And then the second thing is, you know, the family felt, knowing that he wasn't going to be here and that where he was with Alzheimer's and what they were focusing on, they didn't want it slipping out in any way, shape, or form. It was time to come forward with the announcement. And the final thing is, I mentioned this earlier, is, you know, it's a, this team is a public trust. And Pat didn't want this to happen, and he wouldn't have liked revealing it because it's personal and private to him. But he would understand why all of you and this community and all the millions of Bronco fans around this region and the country deserve to know, because the plan is in place and we've got to implement it. And Pat would respect that and would understand that. So is that fair? Does that answer your question?
Joe, is it important for you to go about business as usual from here on out?
Well, it's important to follow out the mandates that Pat put on us every year. You know, I mean, listen, everybody, his family, his children, his brother, myself, John Elway, we all wish Pat could come through the door and do what he did so well. We were all here for him, you know. But he's left us with a blueprint that's easy to follow. And we can't, we got to abide by that, and we got to do right by it. And we will.
Professionally, everything seems to be in order, in place, a plan. I just personally want to ask you how you're dealing with the emotion.
I don't. With all due respect, I'm not trying to be dismissive. That's not that important. You know, we got a great organization with a lot of great people, and it's a privilege to work here, and it's been a privilege and is a privilege to work for Mr. B.
Anything else for Joe?
How is Pat's physical condition?
You know, I'm not going to go into specifics. He's focused on his health, and he's focused on getting the right care, and I'll leave it at that.